songs run out. Our love is something I don't want to lose. So every single day what I choose.
I really love the idea of featuring this song by Grayson Reed, Fight For You, during this conversation, because it really does help to capture what most couples have to do if they're going to remain in the marriage, but especially if they're going to make that marriage beautiful. Now, let me share this with you. Leaders, as I've mentioned throughout this discussion, I've indicated in one way or another that marriage is challenging. And to make it beautiful requires effort. Sometimes one person is going to be putting out more effort than the other. Sometimes a lot more effort than the other. But it has to be done. And at some point, you have one person putting a lot more effort than the other. There has to be a meeting of the mind so that they realize they both need to be really, really endeavoring to make this marriage beautiful, to keep it together, and then eventually to make it beautiful. Here's the thing. When it requires the effort, it should be understood that it also requires time. And the truth be told, it requires much time. And as so many preachers say from the pulpit, and they say this correctly, our first responsibility is home, whether we're talking about the husband or the wife. For both of them, the primary responsibility is the home. Church comes after home. The relationships at home are even more significant than relationships at church. Generally speaking, if we can get the relationships at home to improve, we can get the relationships at church to improve. But we've got to give husbands and wives the time that they need to really work on their marriages. That means we've got to make it easy for them, at least from the church's standpoint, to balance their lives. We got to remember, they have our husbands and wives of our congregations, and they're not the only ones. This applies to singles too, but we're focusing on husbands and wives right now. So let me talk about them right now, and we'll get singles at a later date. But husbands and wives have jobs that take up a lot of their time. Husbands and wives have household responsibilities, nurturing their children, keeping the house clean, keeping the yard up, taking care of the automobiles, taking care of repairs when the hot water heater goes out, the furnace goes out. All of this requires time. Some of our husbands and or wives are also in school. And we have to accept the fact that it is only right that our husbands and wives do what they need to do to improve their quality of life. So if they're in school and working, don't criticize them for that. Applaud them for that, for being industrious enough to do what they need to do to help life go better for them and for their families. Knowing, remembering, it takes time to do that. And all of that, and we haven't talked about the time they need to talk with each other, to walk with each other. They have church responsibilities. And you all know, we have quite a few people who attend church, husbands and or wives, who are attending committee meetings because they're serving the church. They serve on committees. They attend Sunday service. They might attend a second Sunday service. They may attend one or two nights during the week, and it may be too much. While it's true that the husbands and wives can get together at 11:30 at night, 12 o'clock in the morning, why put them through that? Why not let them have some of their best hours when they are their freshest and their most alert to spend time with each other, talking with each other, making love with each other at 9:30 at night, 9 o'clock at night instead of 12 midnight, when they're both tired, worn out? What I'm saying is, don't push your members into attending church, 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 all the time. Be at church, all the time. Be at church. That is a sign of how spiritual you are, and that's a sign of how successful I am. It is neither. Sometimes some of your most dedicated members are the ones who only come once a week. Because the truth be told, the time spent alone with God has a tremendous impact on how we develop as Christians. That's part of the equation. People need time to have devotional time, and not just 5 or 10 or 15 minutes. If we're constantly going, we're rushing home from work so we can either rush to get dinner on or rush to a fast food place to put some unhealthy food in our bodies so we can hurry up and get to church. And we're doing that several times a week, week after week after week after week. Leaders, you're doing your members a disservice. Encourage your members to balance their lives, even by selecting which services to attend based on what will meet their needs best. And encourage your husbands and wives to take a day or two where they just spend time with each other. Good time, fresh time, alert time to be with each other every week, building their relationship. They're especially going to need that when they're having problems in the relationship, because now you're adding to their list of things to do, possibly marriage counseling. Give them the time that they need. Don't make them feel guilty if people aren't coming to every service that you put into place. Help them develop intimacy so that they can know the power of intimacy in their lives. Till next time. So every single day what I choose, I'm gonna find.